we have a real problem with patients having multiple admissions, and it's a very debilitating quality of life issue for some individuals with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. So what the proof of concept community virtual ward pathway did was it actually maximised patient care with advanced nursing practice. And secondly, it utilised novel technology that was available for the first time. We were able to trend respiratory rate. It allowed objective and subjective data to be available at a touch of a button. So I'm based in the hub in Letterkenny and I have patients throughout the county. So in the morning I could come in and review patients in the four corners of the county, and it assisted me in the review and management of these patients. But as well as that, the patients were empowered. They had better understanding of the signs of change, and we had provided easier access to treatment. So all in all, there was a few aspects to the project that came together and was successful.
And it was offered to 10 individuals over the course of a couple of months last year. Is this something now that you would hope would be extended?
Absolutely. So it's a great honour to have this project recognised in conjunction with Miles Murray and his team from PMD Solutions. They're he was the creator of this RespiriSense device. But the next chapter is even more exciting because SaunchaCare have committed to fund a two-year 20-bedded community virtual ward in Donegal. So we're hoping to, later on, I would say hopefully around the Halloween time, in time for the winter crisis and bed trolley problems that we have at Letterkenny, we're hoping to get this ward up and running.
And as you mentioned, the bed crisis there, it will help alleviate the pressures in the hospital, but also because of the rural nature of Donegal, it will help patients not having to travel to the hospital.
100%. We actually have a really high readmission rate, about 28.7% of people with exacerbating COPD find themselves back in a bed within a month of discharge. So that's the number one target. It's targeting what patients want. The patients really would prefer to be at home when they're ill. The idea of an hour and a half journey from Malinhead into Letterkenny and then a delayed process through the emergency department to a ward. And if you're one of the patients that have maybe six admissions in a year, and there's a real uncertainty with that, you know, it's you can't plan your life and the quality of your life and your interactions with your family. It really, really affects the patient. So that's what excites me most, that patients will have the care closer to home and in their home. So that's it's a wonderful opportunity.